only a psik resha. And number two, the koach haka begins when the barrels break after your koach ended, when you put them there. Afal pi ken, even in the case where your koach started with same, the two koachs started at the same time, perhaps might still be motos in sustain a miskaven. It's only a psik resha. Perhaps. Now I answer the following question. Look at this, on both sides. Instead of taking barrels and putting it around the fire, I take barrel and I roll it to the fire. I roll the barrel towards the fire. Mahadin. Is that called gram kibui or is that called kibui mamsh? Take a vote. It's only a psik resha. Perhaps. Now I answer the following question. Look at this, on both sides. Instead of taking barrels and putting it around the fire, I take barrel and I roll it to the fire. I roll the barrel towards the fire. Mahadin. Is that called gram kibui or is that called kibui mamsh? Take a vote. Who votes that it's gram kibui? Who votes that it's kibui mamsh? That's what I thought. Based on the soul we had yesterday from the Rav. That's kibui mamish. You took the barrel, you roll it down a hill or across the area. Your koach is starting right at the same time, and it's going straight, and the roll into the fire. Boom, puts it out. So in Mincha Shlomo, he talks about this very case. In Mincha Shlomo, Simon Yud Gimel, very short Simon, he has this very case. Yes, though. So you don't let go, you push it. Well, let's say not a hill. Okay, flat ground. He writes as follows. Shofech Mayim B'moko Midron. Oh, that's where I got the hill from. Sheriff Shlomo Zalman has a hill. But I pour water down the hill. No barrel. I just pour it away. I take a hose. Start pouring water down the hill. Rochak B'moko Masrefa. Avo Miyad, Kshishofech Es HaMayim HaRehe Maschilim Techev Le'eru D'moko Manamuch L'Skar V'Lo Eish L'Chavosam T'yesh L'odun Tuva Ichoshev Rak Groma O'Kimachama B'Yodayim. That means you can't be mekel in the shaila. Rav Shlomo Zalman is not sure that it's be a mechava be a dayan, but he thinks so. He's afraid so. According to the Rav, it really is that way. Why is it so important? Open up the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chaser Rabbos. Open it up. Perek Yud Gimel. Sif Chaf Hey. Shmir Shabbos passes, it's prohibited to rearrange a Shabbos clock on Shabbos in order for it to go off or on earlier. Also, so in the footnote Tzadi Aleph, he says, "Well, the tzorech chole afshe emos akana, or the tzorech mitzvah mutal lasas kadesh hashon Shabbos yichabe gam muktam yoser." Based upon the Rama, shenama dalachov base. It's grama, and it's only asur shalom amakom hefset. So chole is amakom hefset. So it's room to be made. Wait a minute. If you look at the Mincha Shlomo, he says it's true. You know why? It's true because it's not clear there's an Issur Kibui in the first place. Remember, we spoke about this. Electrolytes gachela shamatches. Is there isa kibri or not? The Rambam arrived. That's okay. So far, it's a direct quotation of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. I can't fault him. But look what's next. Once again, achlo kadei sheichaber muktam yoser. What's he talking about? It's going to put the light on. You may not have it go on earlier. So he writes in the bottom footnote, Hu adin b'ninu didan, t'sharina l'tzorech ha'chola l'tzorech ha'mitzvah, ayin shilam adal chavez, b'bir halacha, dibra maschil digram. Let's take a look. What does the halacha say, digram? Lav dafka kibui. That's true. Gram is mutter lo saska malacha. See also gram a mutter. But Rebbeinu Shalom, Rebbe Shlomo Zalman writes in Milchus Shlomo, no. These are cases, the Shabbos, he's talking about a Shabbos clock. A Shabbos clock, when you readjust it on Shabbos, that's like rolling barrels of water down a hill. Because the minute you put the peg in, starts to roll. Roll means to turn in this case. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was super tuva. Sadly, he really was very unsure, and maybe we thought it should be considered to be a mice, not a grom. I was the vote. I won the vote in this important assemblage. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is still makil because it's gram kibui, it's kibui's derabonon, it's matchas, maybe not baster at all. Da, 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 da. But when it comes to putting on a light, which is much more chomer, Shlomo Zalman was not maker. So that's why this seems to be an extension that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman himself would not agree to. I think that's a good horror. Okay. Let's go on. We had mentioned, just to tell you briefly, once we're in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch has over here, we'll get to it later. In Sif Chav Dalid, he has the two dais, which we saw earlier, about what's called Kiruv Kibui, on that Mem Zayin. So just making it, since we're here, we're here. You should look it up. If you have a chance to look at the Ran, I just added that to the Mar Makomos, the Ran on the Sur Kuf Chav has a whole discussion about this. Dibra Maschil Gemara. And if you look with me, you'll see the last piece of the Ma'amar Kamos. We'll come back to it. What's in Sif Chav Gimel, Abosai? This is intervening Sif. Tala She'ochas Baha Ur Poshta Meskastava Mefur She Gemara Ve'enachosh Shem Tachavim V'yesh Mi She'omesh Etzorach She'lo Yiskavim Lekach. What does that mean? Where does it come from? So the Be'er HaGolah says, Beis Yosef Mimashmos HaTur. Let's read the Tur. Read the Beis Yosef. Let's see if it really says so. When Simon Shin Lama Dalet, Sif Chav Gimel. Tur writes as follows. Vitalis Shaokas Bohaur Poshta Miskasaba Vi Aino Khoshim Tachabe Kevan Shaino Miskavin Lakah. That's pretty befairish. Pretty befairish. That's what the Beis Yosef says. Vinira Midivra Benu. The Davka Bainam Miskavin Lakhaba Sayaday Kah. Ella Shamayat Sut Sorok Liskasa Vitalis Vilikos Pasevi Miskasa Vakori Venanimna Afa Bishayaday. Can't the cover less than but the dovish and the miscavenu, umutter. Avalu miscaven the cabo sayadekach, vadai osur. Afal pisha nelson mashkamalatalis miscaven the cabo suvishari. Awesome shiny. Lohavi the gram kibu. Shereena osa master begufad leko. El chagia esh the mokama mayam, lo yuchalishlot bovi yuchaba meelov.
Okay,
Kain, you'll leave it to Rabbeinu. But Shar Poskim, the Reef, and the Rambam, and the Rosh, to his father, ain't there a Kain. And Afilim ain't a talk, Latalis, Lasefa, Elisha Miskaim, and Lachabas, Eish, Hadesha Misna Anea, Mitad, Kisuyo, Batalis, Vakizos, Masefa, Shari, the Lohavi, the Gram Kibud, Shari Kostin, and Elisha Mistan. Mashim Shara Losh and Shumas Gasa Batalas for Carbus Heaven, Shalay Yeroa Kimiskab and the Chabos. Aval who vary the Chab and the Chabos? Filoch Yishari. What's the reason? The Lab Sikreshu said, claims the Beis Yosef. Shareena Bavada Shaykhova Yede Kach. Vod of a cubicle like a yard. Look at the gods of the Rabbana Bamakam Seid. Shah. If Yosef Kar is a big stickler over here, he can't believe everything's mutter. The Rosh, the Torah, he claims that it's really awesome. And even the other poskim who say mutter, it's referring to against him, it's no segregation. Gentlemen, who learned the segregation? When's the machlokas segregation, no segregation? By Dover Sheh, what's the next two words? Very good. Dover Sheh, no miskaven. The psikresha, a mother of Shimon, by davish and miskavein, you need a psikresha to make it also. Davish ain't a miskavein, psikresha is also. Dava miskavein is also without psikresha. All right, you may look in and nothing's going to happen, and you will not have violated an iser. It turns out, but if in fact you do an iser and you have kavana for it, but when you did it, there was only a 50% chance it's going to happen. And then it happened to happen. It's also for sure. What's going on? What's going on with Yosef Kar over here? He's so hung up on the fact that it can't be mutter b'miskavein, so the Torah holds it's also taka b'miskavein, and even others say it's referring to a case where it's not a psikreshah. And that's told him with kalachayat, so they will make him a mokum seder. What's going on over here? He's miskavein. Who needs a psikreshah if it's a miskavein? No. The Bach denies the whole thing. He says the Torah never meant any more than anybody else. Now did the Bach say this, but many other poskim say it as well. The Mogen Avraham with the Gro. Torah's like everybody else. It's quoted over here on the. Sharatian somewhere. The tools like everybody else. Who's this? Man Vov. Bach, Magan Avraham, Eliyahu Rabba. Bach among an Avraham, Master the Gamma Tours, Sharbi Offenzer. We'll see. What's Pshat? Pshat of Beis Yosef. Now, the following suggestion, Rabbi Osai, at least defend for the Beis Yosef, is the Kuda. They talked about it's not a psikresha by Dovah HaMiskave. Here's the answer, I believe. If you look in Tosfos Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, we had reference to it more than once already. Let's see just a line or two inside. Mem Aleph Amud Beis, Rabbi Osai. Thank you. Read you two lines. Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Tosfos says it's right where that little star of a Bekiveger is. V'lo also le'er Rabbi Yehuda davash and miskaven elam b'drabbanon. Although normally davash and miskaven Rabbi Yehuda is the raisa, when it comes to Shabbos it's only b'drabbanon. Why? Hani yudi b'kolat Torah kula pirish b'kolat Torah kula chutz mishabbos also mina Torah. But by Shabbos it's drabbanon. Why? The keva dein miskaven. Lo havia malechas machsheves v'shori. Then shuts for mikdash. So I was reading you those few lines after Bekivegas tziyun in the big Tosas mechem from Aleph Amud Beis. What's the lumdus over here, Rabbi Osei? So Reb Chaim had a piece upon this in his chibur and Nechel Shabbos. can't go into the whole Reb Chaim, it's a bit complex, but this Yisod is in Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says it's Svei Dinim. Well, not a surprise. Svei Dinim. His Dover Shenim is Kavan in Kol HaTorah Kula, and his Dover Shenim is Kavan in Shabbos. For two different reasons. Enim is Kavan in Kol HaTorah means he had no Kavana. In Shabbos, it's a different word. It's Melechas Machshevs. Ein Yisod Dino Tolil Klal B'Kavana V'Rotzon. Ki in B'Daz She'osas HaMelochem. That's Melechas Machshevs. You have to know what's happening. And that every Dover Shein HaMiskaven may or may not happen. Lo Chashivim Melechas Machshevs. Because it may not happen. Zokta B'Chaim, if that's the case, with respect to Psik Resha, to the Orach is Matir, Nichalei, Cholok Bozeh Din Melechas Machsheves, Bidin Dava Shein HaMiskaven. So from this perspective of Dava Shein HaMiskaven, depends upon Nichalei. Lo Nichalei, even though it's going to happen 100%, it's still not called a Miskaven. It's called Enim Eskaven, it's Mutter. But, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds what? That Dovash Enim Eskaven v'kol HaTorah Kula is Chayim, midarais. And in Shabbos, it's Potter. Why? A lack of Melechas Machsheves. Psik Reshid Lo Nichle is Chayim. Because you know what's going to happen. It's a Vados. The call to have a psik reisha of a malacha yudu alo shemuchrachas leosas mikri nasa malacha bedato v'havi b'chla malachas machsheves ad kan Reb Chaim. So all of bedaiti that if this is the case, even if I have a case of miskaveh where it's not a psik reisha, it should be potter on Shabbos because of the lack of malachas machsheves. Flip side of Reb Chaim. If I do an action A, which may or may not lead to B, and I want B, and I'm doing A for the purpose of B, but B may not happen, 50% chance, Russian roulette. It's no Issa D'Oraisa. I'm going to lose my chance. The Mela says, Beis Yosef, I'm patching it with this talus to try to get it to go out, get the fire out. I may or may not succeed. If I may not succeed, then the Issa is the Rabbonim. Put that together with Kalach HaYad. You have a double the Rabbonim, then make up a Malkam Hefsim. You find this elsewhere. Two the Rabbonim and Malkam Hefsim. The truth is really three the Rabbonim. There's also an Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. That may not count. There's a Ran. The Ran says in Perakovis that Ein Tzricha L'Gufa is a kind of a Shvus Chomer. I mean, they didn't want to count that towards the two, or they required three. Either way. Oh. So now we come back to the Bi'ur Halacha. Right over here. Shin Lamed Daled Sif Chof Beitz Shevada Yisbaku She'en Lem Koch L'Kaim Al Urm Neshe Chashchadoshem Mumashe B'Gemara Da'afilu Mechavin Lozeh. Even if you intend to do it, Gam Kein Shari. Kaven to Aina Ella Gramma. The Khaimuch Shambhav Kuf Khafam at base, the mapik the Gramma Shari with the civil sasaba malacha. I see you the Yasa Gramma Shari. Vidumya da Asiya Sharina Bigramma. Oh, the Bialach is clear. He holds that Gramma's mut even Mechavalakh against the Shulte Giborim. The Shulte Giborim will say, no. If you have it in mind, your Mechavalakh, we don't view it as Gramma. We view it as your Maiser. What's the Be'alochas Raya, the Mechav and the Kachas Mutter from Daf Mem Zayin? The Gemara said, you can put water to catch Nitzotzos. Even though it's Mechav and Shichov, I don't know. The Shulta Gibarim will say, I don't care if it's, I don't want the Nitzotzes to go out. Let them stay. They shouldn't spread. That's the Tzolvert. But if I want to put something out with Dafka, then it's different. I'm not sure if the Raya is so conclusive. But if you look back to the Shulta Gibarim now, that we have the added understanding of the tour, you'll see something which is quite striking. We'll go right back to the drawing board, back to the Shulta Gibarim, please, Rebbe Ossi, right back. Because he starts with the tour. Please turn. Page Memhei and Rif, and page Tapei Rif, Memhei. Oz Beis. Umashakosev Atura Rechaim Simen Shin Lam Medal Tala Shachas Ba Ur Shari Leposhto Afal Pishu Nichbe Kevon She'eno Mechavein Bipshituso Zos Lechavos The Mashmer Deim Mechavein Lekach She'osu Leposhto The Ein Shemechel Mea Poskim She'yaskir Dovazeh Kimi Divrei Kula Muchach The Gram Kibui Shari Afile Mechavein Lekach Mikol Mekom Nireh The Vade Kolgram Kibu Disharina who be in Yon She'en on Machaiv and Lachabos Elu also Shum Dover Lachtos with Nad Lake up Vade Kachbo Akibu Kayu de Parsin and Or the Priestess Or O Machitus Kalem Lem Maim on the Sinas Pli Rakan Takas on there Vichayotze Bela She'en on Machaiv and Lachabos. Here it is. This is the Peshul to Gibram responding to the brackets of the Bir Alocha. He doesn't want to have Machaiv. Elu Lahogin shouldn't spread. Vilkoch, Iba Hai Maisa Shaosa Bom and Mela Kibu Shapadami, Lohavi the Gram Kibu below Miskavain. The Miskavain the Kakafia the Gram Osir Kamoshakosava Tour. So he does still take Porim, takes a tour and runs with it. Is a tour held that every single case of Grama, his Grama is going to be Osir, his Mechavain the Kak. I don't think that's true at all. That's not true at all. The tour is only a mach where I take my talus and I start shaking with my hands. Your mom is putting out a fire. There, the tour said, it's only the end of the sky on the cock. He was putting on this talus. He's a pretty brave guy, putting on the talus. He's even braver than a friend who juggles torches. This guy is, he's putting on a talus which is on fire. But Mechitz is Caleb, the tour didn't require Ainam is Kavan the Kibui. That's pointing out that if the whole source of the Shulta Gibam is a tour, I think he overstated by a long shot. So never said it in that kind of a case of all cases of Grama, only said it in one particular case. Okay, so this is an important point. Fine. I want to go back now to discuss a little bit more. The sugi, and this will be the second part of the shir, that sugi and beitza, which we started in Avchav Beis. I asked you to see it, and I asked you to see some of the mefarshim on the rush, which are very, very interesting. The Karban Asana, for example, says a few important things. Number one, as I quoted to you yesterday, this is the Karban Asana on that rush, Simen Yud Zayin, in the second paragraph of Sefer Beitza. But the Karban Asana says in Os Samach, Hamas Rabbanan the Gram Kibui Mutter Mikan Mashmet Lo Svile Latosis Rabbeinu Kedas Rabbeinu Yoel the Mordechai Perikol Kisvei and the Ramah that's only Mutter B'Mokom Hefsin. Here there's no Pseda and they were Matir it straight out. Says the Korban Asana in the middle of this discussion that the stop agumenu chayev, hodik atanu chayev, hano makas mardus, kimosha kosu atosis, the nire umirzi kikibui. Whoa! He actually took it literally. The Tanishu was suggested, he says it beferish right in the Korban Asana. That's only the Rabbanon. Against the Ksav Sofa's fancy pshat. Now, we mentioned already yesterday the idea of the Rosh who says who says that you cannot cut a candle in half. Opposite of Tosfos. Even though the fire is unaffected, I cut the bottom of the candle off. Nonetheless, I'm making it go out earlier. What's the proof? Shabbos Chof Tesemid Beis. We saw yesterday, Shoferes, Shobeta, right? You can't remove the fuel supply. Says the Koban, Asanel Os Ayin. The Yamshel Shlomo Mahashis Pazeh. Ki Chayshinen Shem Yikach Kol HaShoferes Im HaShemen. V'yestapik Mimenu. And if you take the entire thing away, Kaishinon de Makish Moraha Ner. For us to bring a raya from the Gemara Chof Testament base to that you saw it as well. And the Teferis Shmuel says something very similar. Look at Sivkot and Vav. Linear Dein Raya Mizel Listo Divri Atoysis. Shigam Hen Yodua Mishnah. We're toasted no Mishnayas? We're toasted no Mishnayas? Which you say every single Friday night in the Siddur? Toast to Vistas one? Now the host of Mikol Amech Hashem Yistapek Imen of Yitol Kol Hashem Shiyifsuk Atif Tif Miyad Vahavi Mechaber Umiyu Anovi Shigilo Who? The Rosh? The Shem Yistapek the host of Hainu Tama the Shem Yikach Mat the Shem Imenu Adrab Nivu the host of Nav Dafka Yistapek Levad Kamel the Shem Yikach Kol HaShofer Asim Hashem V'yistapek Imenu Yala Mokamacher to Davashena Mukta, etc., etc. That's what he says. Wow. So they knock off the Raya. Oh. Now let's turn our both sides to the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Mem. It's very important. Very important. Perek Mem. The Ora Kuf Chof Tes. What's a person went to the hospital on Shabbos? What do you do with the car? It's the guy to shut it off. No guy. Yichabe ba'atzmo. What? Turn off the motor? There's a fire going. It's mechabe. Says the ultimate source. Maisa Rav. Etel Ishere Shemayim. Mar Akonzal. Mi boy. Mi b'nei brak. Lifnei achazan ishtatzal. That's it. Maisa Shoya. Maiserav. The Chen Shemata Me'arav Oyabach. Meshe Kol Nitzos Kotanu Eitz Chadosha. By the Afsokas Pulas Amanoa Ugorim Rak Lakach Shaloti Votzer Eitz Chadosha. Ubimokum Hefzi Eitz Lahokil. Ulukora Zedoma La Shofich Neft Al Eitz. Shemu Yavzik Pepulas Ashvicha. Enel Chaim Eitz Shemechabe. Kevin Shem Kol HaNeft Shebekli. Miyuad ladlok ha'akshav. Kirashi Shabbos Chof Tes Shetehei. What's he saying? The only time as an Isser is if the fuel was hiktzel at Lake Azoo. He designated all this fuel for this fire. If you pull it away, Yechai Mishem Mechaveh. That's the Mistapik Vimenu, Rashi Chof Tes Amid Beis. But he didn't intend that the entire barrel of oil should go to this fire. The entire tank of gas should go to this drive to the hospital 10 minutes? The mail it's mutter. I couldn't find Igris Moshe. Maybe it's there now? I was looking for it. If you have a Chelek Aleph Arachai, if you have it. It's a very interesting question was asked to Rav Moshe. Are you allowed to lower a flame on Yontif? And there, oh, Baruch Hashem. Thank you. If you lower the flame in the gas, you're like, yes or no? It's a straightforward question. Normally, a straightforward question gets a straightforward answer. This is. Uvidva. ובדבר להקטין אש הגז ביומטף עם עודף ממחבא איני רואה בזה טעם שיודף דקטונו גם כמחבא כמו לחבא לגמרי. We spoke about this a little bit yesterday. So it's double or nothing. יש אצלי חידוש גודל ואיני רואה צלדכתו זה בקסף. There's another tshuva somewhere where he says the same thing. They asked him a question about turning and lowering a flame on Yom Tov. He says, well, if it's also to lower it, and if it's mutter to turn out, it's mutter to lower it. He doesn't tell you which one is the truth. So Yodei Chayin say the Moshe Halu was mutter along these lines, that you're just preventing more fuel from coming in. Reb Shlomo Zalman said about a car, he didn't say it in the Chatchila, but he said you turn off a car, it's the same business, you're preventing more gas from coming into the fire and then keeping it going. The Fianias Daiti, I was very, very queasy about these kinds of coolers for the following reason. The cases of Gram Kibu we keep talking about are all delayed reactions. Here it's an immediate reaction. Turn off the motor, boom. Turn off the fire, and the stove, boom. Now, is it really boom? It takes a couple seconds. But as I told you before, those few seconds, Maya Tokere Dibur, Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umori, it goes that fast and may be considered also immediate. And therefore one could argue, I don't care how you arrange this, you turned off the car motor, you turned off the gas range, it doesn't matter, it's still considered to be mechabe mamish. So Shlomo Zalman has another interesting discussion about which relates to this directly. Again, in Mincha Shlomo, this is in Siman Yud Beis, Sif Katan Gimel. He wants those faults. It's what about the Easter of Kibbutz, you've turned off a light on Shabbos. What'll happen, he says, Reb Shlomo Zalman, if I have a gacheles matches bo'eres, and I pull it off the fire. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, I'm not a mechaber. Why? Why? Because all I'm doing is preventing this from continuing. I'll read you the what Shlomo Zalman says. L'chora poshet adavah, the gachela shel matzah shebo eres vaduma ke'esh meshemunachas aleish. Hamesir also be alaish eino choshev klal kemechabe. Kevin shurak moneas hemshicha avara shenase deo esh vakibu bameyelov. Av shu poshet mahot lahotzi melev toim lachshev esarada meo esh ala aver hakar kinos nesagachelas tov offer o mayim korim. That's me. To be hotzi melevim shel toim. Yesh lochiach mimashakaza b'shulchan aruch tof kuf tesif hey the libun kli b'yontav lo asal meshem nirukim etakim. You can kasher a kli with libun on yontav. And for certain cases, from basal b'cholav, you can do it. Why don't you worry? When you finish the libun, hu mesiru min ha'esh, hu mechava b'yontav, es ha'shpud, o lefnei tzliyas ha'basa. Interesting guy. Or Agamar Kuflam Adalat again. Mamatkin is Hachar beyond the Begachela Shal Matches. Why is it considered Kibui? Because Manach Lebacharno. Because you're taking that coal and you're stooping it into the mustard and it puts it out right away. Abel Etzim Ha'aradim Eish Lav Klumhu. This is already Gemara. Sheehee. That's a pretty powerful riot. All right, so therefore I guess I'm wrong, right? What do I want to do? Mefurash Gemara, what are you going to do? A Gemara Mefurashes. Rav Shlomo Zalman himself, although suggesting this to be matan, turning off a light switch on Yontif or Shabbos for that matter, backs out. Why does he back out? Because he says as follows. Biram, Shani achokas gachela shemalchus mi'aish, shein agoremes klal shem shinu ba'aish shemavres amalchus. The fire remains the same. Ki ein b'neim shem keshe prat lezeh shem mikodom v'yakorov v'achshem nesrachik. V'lochein ein zechosh of kibui. Ma'ashenken b'chashmal, kevan sha'kibui nasim b'nei shepulas hazerem nifsekes. V'yesh keshe chozik b'en achut ha'meir v'hazerem. Lachain le inyan din maver umachaber nimesh roam es hazerem kishemen shebesoch haner. Ukumosh b'marchik es hashem me'apsila apsila me'hashem nikra machaber. Kach gam apsokas hazerem. And even though the zerem is not exactly the same as shemen, it's not actually fuel. It's only electricity. Still, came on the mice and then roam shirak me'hazerem achut dolek umeir lachain on the roam gam es hazerem kishemen shuchom edelek. V'choshev shavak mechav. Ad kan dvarav HaKadosh. Wow. But this Reb Osai, Gevaldig Yisod of Reb Shlomo Zalman, I believe, can answer a kasha. Is the kasha of the Korban Asanel again that he quotes. The Rosh said at the very end of the same simon Yudayan that you saw, Vein Lito in Beitza, Vein Lito Psila Dolekas Miner Zer, Lito Miner Achav Demiyasha Silka Miner Aner Havale Machabe, Umaholim Chazal Vehidlik. Fine. Uvitaz takyats of cotton hay kiksha. Based upon the Mordechai that I asked you to see. Let's turn to the Mordechai, Rabosai. Those are those Mordechai with tough reish, hey, bays and gimels. That's very good. Something like that. Open up to the Mordechai. Where is it? Bays or was it in Shabbos? One second. I can't open up if it's not here. One second. I think it's in Beitza, no? Grab it straight. Hold on a second. Oh. I'm sorry, it's in the Sefta Beitza. Those who don't have it can't open it up, but I'll read it to you. Likach ha'ud mitzadzel anichol etzadzel shel medura mutter kevan shein ein miskaven klal lekibud. Take a piece of wood from one side to another, even though it may go out in the middle, ein miskaven. And then he says, v'chenem lo kev adam ud min ha'medura lahore balayla. I want to go home, it's dark outside. So I go to the fireplace, pull out a piece of wood that's on fire, to piece to light the way for me. Lo domi le mistapik min aner. Miyu ha'olam regilim li zor v'nochem. From a yikar adin, it's not a problem. Frektiv taz, quoted by the Korban Asana, what are you talking about? The Rosh said, you're not allowed to take a psila, do lekas min aner, you can't do it. Miyash silka min aner havele mechaber. Tremendous kasha of the Taz, he quotes in Tov Kuf Yud Dalits of Cotton Hay. What a great kasha. The answer is Reb Osai, Reb Shlomo Zalman. In the case where the Mordechai is matarit, you pull a log or a twig away from a fire. The fire is raging. That's all right. If I pull the wick out of the candle, nothing's left. Everything goes out. That's the difference. That is the difference. The korban asalik is a different teretz. It's a discussion. Is ochel nefesh is mudur, and not ochel nefesh is asur. That's the korban asalik holds pay. The Mishnah Brura in Tavkuf Beis, I asked you to see, says that in the Mordechai's case, it's not a psik resha. Here it is a psik resha. We have three answers to the Taz discussion. My answer based on Shlomo Zalman, the Korban Asana answer about Ochel Nefesh, and the Mishnah Brura's answer about psik resha, yes or no, psik resha also, otherwise it's mut. Here's my slight problem, Rabosai. Rav Shlomo Zalman is going in the fine points, Rabosai, in the fine points of electricity. Is it like, should it be like shemen? Should it not be like shemen? I have the following question. Let's assume it is shemen. Was all the shemen in Karn Edison miyuchad for this fire? The same as Rav Shlomo Zalman himself said in Perek Mem and Shmir Shabbos when it comes to the car motor. I could turn off the car because the whole gas tank was not designated for this 10-minute car ride. So too, the whole Karn Edison power source wasn't designated for this light to stay on. And therefore, so back to what I said before, I wanted to ask it, not like Rav Shlomo Zalman, I wanted to ask it because of the immediacy. For Rav Shlomo Zalman wanted to ask it because of the Shemen analogy, L'Anias Tadiyah Shver. So I'm in a funny position. He asked it, and I don't understand why he asked it. But I want to ask it, and obviously he doesn't agree with it. I'm a toa in his eyes. Okay, so great. So what does that leave you? Also, no matter what. All right. But I am a toa, and I'm sure I'm a toa. But even a toa, I want to give me offer defense. What do the Gemara? Sometimes I'm a foolish Gemara. Foolish Gemara, black and white. The Gemara Kuflam and Dalit. Right? You can take the coal off the fire, and you can't put it into the mustard, but the taking off the fire itself is not a problem. So I have one of two answers. Either it won't go out right away, and I don't know how you define right away. We'll get to it later. I found one place, which is a half a definition, at least an outside definition. But let's say it won't go out right away. That's one possibility. My second, I think probably the better possibility is, it depends upon your kavana. It depends upon your kavana, Rabbi Osai. I'll grant to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman that it's mutter in a case of Eina Miskavana Psegration. Granted. But I insist on my rights as a Toa. I'm willing to admit I'm a Toa, but I have to tell you anyway, my Toa, I'm to tell you my Toa too. My Toa is that you're Mechavan the Kibui, and it happens right away, it's awesome. All the riots of Rav Shlomo Zalman are not referring to a case where you want it to go off, where you want to put out the fire. They're referring to a case where you, whatever you want, the psikration is going to go out. And what's my lumdus, Rabbi Osai? My lumdus goes back to what we spoke about yesterday. The Shulta Giborim. The Shulta Giborim, with respect to all grammas, even grammas which happened later on, made this distinction, if you recall. If I have in mind to have it happen, it's usur. It's only a psik resha, it's mutter. Now, you remember, the Rav, as presented in the Big Fat Tzon, says it doesn't make a difference, it happens right away, it happens later on. So, take that part of the Rav, plug it into the what Shilta Giborim said, and we come up with a very interesting possibility. That even if it happens right away, it's only mutter b'toras gram kibui if it is a eina miskavanim segregation. What's the lumdus? Yes, they had lumdus. You don't say chad ma'ase for a delayed reaction. I'll give a similar lumdus. You don't say chad ma'ase if it's a grama, even an immediate grama, if they're two separate and distinct. I'm doing one thing and something else is happening. Isn't that goof of psikresha? No, it's only psikresha if it's happening in a positive sense. I'm doing two things. I'm doing A and it leads to inevitably to B. But here, B is a negative. So B is a negative. Sure, Kibbutz is always a negative. But, so I'm saying, if I intend to do B, I intend to do the Kibbutz, and I put off a light switch, turn off a car motor, that's awesome. It's called Kibbutz Mamsh. But if I don't, that's not my intention. My intention is something else. The case of the Gemara. I'm pulling off the coal because I want to do something with mustard. Whatever that means. Right? That's my, so that's, if that's my intention, I'm not trying to put out this coal. To the contrary, the longer the coal lasts, it's better for the mustard. I'm just speculating. I don't know if I carry it. If it goes out before I get to the mustard, it may not be as effective. Ulai. So then, when the fire goes out as inevitably it must, and even assuming it goes out quickly enough that we consider it to be miyad, it's still, you need not construe it as a chad maisa, because the second maisa, the kibbutz, is a negative, and a positive and a negative don't go so well in the chad maisa logic, perhaps. You look in the Shemir Shabbos, you ask Befeirish Usser to turn off the fire on Yontif. Take a look in Perek Yud Gimel, Ha'ara Nun Zayin. Perek Yud Gimel, Ha'ara Nun Zayin. But it's quote, his sources are very interesting. You think it quotes who knows what, Mishnah Berurah. U'el Alon Ha'ara Ayin Vav. V'cheini B'shut Ya'bi'a Omer Chela Gimel Siman Lamed. Thanks to the Sidi Ram, I read the whole tshuva, beautiful tshuva. Long tshuva. He quotes a Netzer Matoi who was Matirit. I think he lived in Bnei Brak. Called Kairah is against him. I think he was a Rav, what they called, used to call the Shikud Hedem is Rachi Shikud of Bnei Brak. And Mizrachista Bnei Brak is, you know, I don't know. It's not such a, always so comfortable. But they apparently put out big paskvilin attacking him for this terrible thing. He's Michal Shabbos, Michal Yontov. Says, what are you attacking him for? whole Torah is against him. I think he was a Rav, what they called, used to call the Shikud Hayda Mizrahi Shikud Ben Ebrak. And Mizrahista Ben Ebrak is, you know, I don't know. It's not such a, always so comfortable. But they apparently put out big paskvilin attacking him for this terrible thing. It's Michal Shabbos, Michal Yontov. Says, what are you attacking him for? Yeshua Siakov has this kula. Not the Yeshua Siakov himself, his grandson. But either he quoted his grandson put out the safe, I'm not sure which one. I'm not sure if the grandfather put out the sefer in his lifetime and he quoted his grandson, or the grandson put out the sefer and says, you know, I think, and like, what's that? Good. And Ichzog, let's get out of here. So the Yeshua Yaakov says that the grandson on his own says, and Ichzog, that it's mutter to turn off those kinds of an oven because it's considered to be a ground kibbutz. Says the Neitzah Matoi, I'm a Furish Rosh, I'm a Furish Gemara, quote the one Girsa, that it's mut. It's all quoted from the Yabi Omer. You can get it from, see them make it even, we have capacity to download it. We can do that? We can download it, if you want. The Yabi Omer, you can have it printed out? Between everybody else, between Mark and you and Lewis, we'll find a way if you want. Also, you can just, right, 2 seconds, you got it for me. Mamish, pick it up right there. 20th century responsa. The Rosh is end of Simon Yud Ches, the last line. There are two different gears in the Gemara, Kinva or Kinsa. V'yod pirish medura asuya me'etzim dakim shemuto lahasir me'am kodem sha'ochas me'am ur. Comes the Neitzim Atoy and says, what's this? It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. I have a fireplace and I have thin twigs, and some of the twigs haven't caught fire yet. I can remove them on Yontif. Says the Neitzah Matoi, I have a gas tank, hasn't caught fire yet. I can remove it on Yontif. What's so bad? How do I remove it? I just pack it up. I turn on thing, and I in effect removed the gas, which hasn't caught fire yet, like I'm removing twigs. What's so bad? Says the Bavadya, you are completely wrong, my dear friend. You're totally wrong. This dinner, by the way, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This kinsa in Simon in Yontif, Simon Tuf Kuf Beis Siv Cotton Beis. Machabe says, Aguda shel etzim shehudlaka bebedura shel bebedura kol etz shelo ochz bo ha'esh muto l'shomto ve'eino dome. Catch this now. Ve'eino doma lemeisir shemen mehaner. Why not? That's a machloek. That's a neitzer matoy and a biomer. The biomer screams and yells. It's mimokam shebosa. You're trying to bring a raya lekula from kinsa fakert. The gas tank is like shemen shebener. Why? Hakol guf echad. It's all one stream of gas. There, it's not like shemesh shemineh, because every twig is separate and independent. That's a good taina. But, according to what we said earlier, the Neitzah Matoy might still be right. And Rav Moshe may have said it. Shh. And he wrote some duchto of Kiddush Rebbe Ksav. That's probably what he meant. It has to be a big Kiddush, a small Kiddush would have told us. He probably held it like the Neitzah Matoy. Why? Presumably because the entire gas tank was not hooked up for this fire with the Rosh and Shabbos of Chavtes. Not so crazy. Again, I personally hold it's usher because it happens right away. And you intend to turn it off. So again, and I'm trying to tell what's happening over here, the different levels. Rabotai, we have to stop here. And Mir Tashem, tomorrow we'll continue in this sugya in Beit Chav Beis, and we'll go back to the Gemara Beitza. There, it's right there, right under the piece of paper.
Under the right.
Okay. Oh, yeah, scream of star. Rabotai, the Mordechai again. Tough Reish Pei Beis. Mordechai Masechta Beis, the Tough Resh Pei Beis, is where we're starting today. We were there already yesterday, but we'll be there back again. Oh, the car. Thank you. Before I forget, in the footnote of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Shmir Shabbos, he has two differences between the car, where he's matir, and the oven, which he's makelon. It's important to know these distinctions. I neglected to point them out yesterday, but looking at that footnote, Perek Mem, Kuf Nuntes, he says, Kuf. The other footnote we were reading yesterday in the Shmir Shabbos. There we go. Ah, correct. Kuf Chav Test. Thank you very much. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that in a car, every second is a new fire. Apparently, this is confirmed by the Lama Test Malachas book. Every second is a new explosion. It's a combustion. Boom, boom. We don't hear it, Baruch Hashem. But it's a new explosion every second. So when you take stop the gears, you're just preventing new explosions from happening, new fires from being created. That's why it's mutter. As opposed to when you have a gas range, it's one fire. You don't look at the gas range as every second a new fire. It's a fire. It's been there for an hour cooking up the steak. It's still there. It's still cooking up the potatoes. It's still there. When you turn off the gas, you're turning off an existing fire. That's reason number one. And reason number two, of course, is you leave a car running unattended. Whoa, that's a real chashash of Hezekiah the Rabbin, which basically what Afmen Beis is matter, certainly the Rabbonins, at least. It's true. It's an unattended car in today's world. Joyride guy, anything can happen. So those are the two distinctions which Shlomo Zalman has, which I forgot to mention yesterday. I'm sorry. In Perek Mem, footnote Kuf, Chaf, Tes. Okay, now back, thank you for reminding me. Now the Mordechai. There were two examples, I read it quickly yesterday, we'll go back to it again today, and we'll see more in Shulchan Aruch how these things play out. Okay. In Tough Resh Pei Beis, it says as follows. Ochaz ben Ur, also lasir biyot. If you cannot take a burning twig from the fire, from the fireplace, but mi yuldigach uhud mitzad zel anichel tzad hazeh shel medura mutter, kevin shein miskaven klal lekibui. What an important line in the Mordechai, a critical line. I think it's exactly what I was telling you yesterday. Shlomo Zalman had a vod, you pulled something off a fire, is it us? Is it not us? Well, it's my pshara. Depends what your kavan is. Your kavan is for kibui, it's usr. Your kavan is something else, even though it's a psik resh, it's mutter. That's why you want to knock off the riot that Shlomo Zalman had, that you can turn off an electric light. You want to turn it off, because what's the big deal? He's saying he's pulling a twig off a fire. No! Twig off a fire is mutter, because the Mordechai explained it. I don't want to pull... I have a different intention in mind. I want to transfer to here, whatever else I have in mind. I'm not trying to do a kibui. Then, in Tough Resh Pei Gimel, he says that Lokeach Adam Uch Min Abedur Lahara Balayla Lo Darma the Mistabik Min Aner. Presumably for the same reason. Why is the Olam Regilim Lizar here by the Ud? You want to pull a little twig off to give you some light to walk the way, to walk the streets. And they're not Machmir in Tough Resh Pei Beis for to go from side to side of the fireplace. So I think the answer based on what we spoke about yesterday, the Mishnah Brura, in the Shara Tzion to the Tough Kuf Beis Chof, where he says it's not a psik reisha. Oh, so the oilam is knowing the chumro in the case of the ud, it's a psik reisha, it's going to go out, somewhere or other it's going to go out. But if I just translate from here to there, if I'm lucky, if I'm quick, I can get from here to there before it even goes out. That's perhaps why they were machmer in one and not in the other. So now we start with the next issue, which Shemir Shabbos talks about. I have a fire on Yontif. I want to pull it out. Turn it out. How do I turn it out? She quotes, which is also in the Abia Omer. The Abia Omer was downloaded. Who has it? Who has a copy of it? It's right here. All 6 pages or so, whatever it is. Beautiful, beautiful. I'm not sure. Today's world, everything comes out. Thank you very much, Mark, whoever did it. Thank you. Here it is. I'm going to leave it here. The Abia Omer. Chela Gimel Simon Lamet. He discusses something which you found, which you should have found in the Shemir Shabbos himself. In Perek Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Gimel. What does he discuss there? You have a fire, you want it to go out. So how do you do it? Well, maybe you can do as follows. I'll cook up water, and I'll have the water overflow. The go that they'll go over the top, down past the bottom, v'chabos alahava. Don't do a lechatchila. Shekhen yeh bechach mishem isugram kibui. You're stuck, b'shas atzchak, you can be making. What's the story about gram kibui? That goes, Ashri said in Simon Yud Zayin, that gram kibui is also even on Yontif. Tosfos in Shabbos, we saw as machmir v'shabbos, and matah v'yontif. Tosfos, was in Beitzach, of Beis. And there are those who say the whole thing is wrong. It's mutter l'chatchila on Shabbos. There are 3 sheetahs in Rishonim. Fine. However, according to the Rebbe Avadya's matirit, the Shmir Shabbos is ambivalent, and I thought it should be aser. Why should it be aser? With the Rav's Mahalach. The Rav's Mahalach. I put out the water. I start the fire right away, the water starts to cook up the minute I put it down, right? And then it's cooking and cooking and boiling and boiling and boiling, but whoops! Goes over the top with an intention to do kibui. I thought, this is not, there's no Heter of Grum over here. Against both the Rebbe Avadya and even the Shmir Shabbos is only asking us how it's Grum kibui. Like we said, it's not Grum kibui, it's kibui mamish. Okay, it's an important point. Now, the... Yes?
Shabbos is an
additional. We're talking about Yontif.
Okay,
talking about Yontif. Sorry, I thought I was clear. I apologize, I didn't say the word Yontif before. Yontif. Okay. Now, I asked you to see the Mefarshim on that rush. You've seen a few already in Perek Bey, Simon Yud Zayin. So the Tiferes Shmuel quotes the Tur. He quotes half the Tur. He doesn't quote the whole thing. I'd like you to look in the Mordechai, which you do have in front of you, Shin Tzadi Tes. We can see more or less. Please turn to Shin Tzadi Tes. Okay, page I involve. Here it says, "Of Kolonim is per Bavadja Mishmer of Yomtov Hitir." The last 4 lines on the first column. The Yontif lost a sakin o kli o dover anitel al ner shel shava shloba mokom ad lakosa she'en o ele gram kibui. What do? I have a wax candle. I'll put something along the side of it, and somehow, what's it going to do? It's going to stop it from burning. Let's say I'll stick a knife right smack in the middle of the candle. So when the fire goes down, it's that knife, and it's going to go out. That's what's called gram kibbutz. That's what it says over here. Fine. The tour writes in
No, I take that back. It's a Torah. You know, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Those who have Hilchos Yontif, let's look at the Hilchos Yontif. This is a Torah, Siman Tov Kuf Yud Dalet, but it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Gimel. Everyone, that's the one Siv I asked you to see, please. Whoever has the Mishnah Berurah, hey, if not, there may be some more on the shelf. Tov Kuf Yud Dalet Siv Gimel. That's what we're holding now. Very important. Everyone, get your hands on the Mishnah Berurah Chelakei. Ner shel Shabbos sherotz ladlika biyomtiv v'chas alav shelo yisarif kulo yochol liten svivo kodem shiadlikenu dover hamoneh milisarif b'inyan sheyichavek sheyagiyasha kodem shiadlikenu only. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Where did he get it from? An excellent, impeccable source, the Beis Yosef. By the same author. And where did Beis Yosef get it from? The Tur. What exactly is the Tur's Lashon? I'll read it to you. The Tur's Lashon is as follows. Quote, Harotza lahadlik biyomtiv, ner biyomtiv, v'chosalov, shalo yisarev kulo, yochol litain svivo mayim, etc., etc. So the Beis Yosef understood the language of Harotza lahadlik biyomtiv. He hasn't lit yet. He hasn't lit the candle yet. But once you lit the candle, it's awesome. So understood of Yosef Cairo the expression of the tour. And the tour says, it's not a surprise. The tour says, keep it out. He's following the rush. The rush said, you can't cut a candle in half. If you can't cut a candle in half, so you can't put water on the bottom, so around the bottom half of the candle, it's the same thing. So right to Yosef Karo. Beis Yosef, and he quotes, he's the man of his principles. He quotes it in Shulchan Aruch too. Lanias Daiti, what kind of comparison is that? If you cut the candle in half, you took away half the fuel. That, according to the Rosh, is similar to Mistapek Mishem and Shemaneir. Chayev. Here, you put water around the bottom of the candle. You know what that reminds me of? Putting water around the fire. Barrels all around. It's only Gram Kibui. So the Teferes Shmuel, here in Oskes, after tur cost of kodesh shiadlik lav davka ela acha shedolik kfar shari the gram kibu keg avne shari. So why did he say or imply before he lit kamash ma da af mi kodesh shedolik lo yachto besakin lamata kosh a pasuk atosus liel? It's a question of matake mona, but it doesn't mean only before he lit. So writes the Ferris Shmuel. I'm saying even better than that. He never said that. He never said Kodesh Shiadlik. Harotza Ladlika Biyantif means that you want to do this trick after you lit it. So how do you explain it? A Pele. So the Mishnah Berurah is sort of stuck. He writes the Sivkot L'chof. How we pass in Gram Kibur is Mutter. Hainu Shom She'ena Nogea B'dover Adolik Ayin Shom. Avalkan Nogea B'Shava. What do you mean Nogea B'Shava? It's not really, he's putting water around the Shava. Well, the water touches it. Touches it. In addition, he has another tekuda, which is very important. B'shava shemuchenes kulo lahadloka. Kulo lahadloka. It's all, this is the Rashi Chav Testament Beis, Hiksa. What does that mean? Why is he saying this? Chav Beis and Sharatzin. The Taris Bezeh, Plotikshi mitalish ochas ba'ur. The Yeshomim de mutalitan lehem mashkin shichav v'kshegi lehem. The Shani Hassan, that talis ain't a muchen lad locker. Who mikri says, Shamashkin ain't a gabber adolek. Ashenken Bishavo. Very important, your salt. So if it's Hikza, Ladlaka, and it's no Gea Bishavo, it's Asa. You get an impression that only if a combination of both factors. This is the Makabi. Kama kronim cholkom hazeh. And they hold that feel like a shit legal gam kein mutal dikta in davar amon ambil yisarev. Meyaka shena osim masa begufa davar hanidlok. That's what I thought. Who said so? Bach, Tefer, Shmuel, Taz, Magan Avram, Groel, Yerabba. Not bad. All gang up by Yosef Kar. But he wrote the book. So in Shulchan Aruch, that they, he appears. They only appear on the bottom. On the sides. Obviously, as was pointed out by Rav Yosef Karo, the Torah following the Rush. This Torah is going way, way, way beyond the Rush. And maybe the Beis Yosef got it wrong. But one thing is clear, that the Torah held like it's part of the Rush. You can't cut a candle in half. That I'm asking to. Then keep it up. Comes the Ramah and says, V'yesh matirin lachtok ner shal shava b'or. Daina shemadlikim gan lamata k'del katzor. V'chein noegin. Like Tosfos, Chav Beis and Aleph, Mutter. Chay Noagin, pretty strong. So Mr. Brewer writes, well, come up for him to say, we should be machmer like the Rosh. Who are these achronim? Ola Shabbos, Eli Rabba, Marshal. And then he adds, Umilvadze, Matzino Chaveim, the Sphere Lul Gamkein, Chaveim LaRosh, the Gam came, the Gram Kibui also. According to the Rosh, it's not Gram Kibui, it's Issa Gomer, Chayef. But even if you say it's not Chayef, says the Sharat Tzion, those oldest is Issa Gomer, the Rabbana beyond it, like that goes Ashri, who Harashbo, Vamanik, Vamiri. So there's two reasons to answer this one. Oh. But then, he quotes a Ran. The Ran is found in Shulchan Aruch, in Tov Kikuf Yudal, at Siv Beis. I asked you to see that too. We can read it inside. The Ramah says, "Umuter lahosif psilos lener dolek kdei sheyav ir harbe v'yichove v'behera." I have a 8 ounces of oil. I expected to have a meal which would last for 5 hours. I go to sleep 5 hours later. I asked for company supposed to come. The last minute the company didn't show up. Instead of a 5 hour meal, I have a 1 hour meal. 4 hours, I'm sitting there yonder for 4 hours, can't fall asleep because it's light, too light. What am I going to do? A great idea. I'll take 10 more wicks, put them in the oil. Phew. Instead of going, I have 2 wicks, it's supposed to take 5 hours, I'll put 10 wicks, it'll take 1 hour. I'm not sure if that's scientifically correct, but give or take. Says there are more tzmut. Quoting from the Ran, supposedly. So the Mishnah Brewer Yudches. Ein B'vi Alocha. The mechaven sheichava ora lav lechul yamu ve'eno elu ledat rak ledas hayesh matirim the kamon siv gimel. What we just saw now, ul demashik asafti shal the royal hachmir bezeh who I didn't come to make something go out earlier. It's the machlokus the Russian toasters. Toasters is make on the Russian's machmir. So he says siv beis is exactly the same thing. So writes the Mishnah Berurah siv kot yudches. The gra said it's hal b'hotalia. The Meiri Beferish asks this. And even the Ran, if you look at the source of the Ran, if you look in the Lashon Ran, which I did, in Beitza and that Sugya, he never says it's mutter with Kavana Lechabos. It's mutter. It's mutter. I want more light. I an inevitable byproduct of my more light is. It's going to go out earlier. So what? It's only a Pesach Reisha. It's a gracious also. Nah, not in this case. Otherwise, I had this ad absurdum argument. You can't light a fire on Yontos. You know why? You're a mechaber. Whenever your mama's going to go out, sometime on Yontos, you're a mechaber. not ridiculous. They never asked it in that kind of a case. So here too, the Ran is only referring to a case. You want more light, I'm going to go out earlier. No, it's a segregation. As opposed to having in mind that you go out earlier. That's what the post can suggest. Looking to be our loch. Mitzvah, I would say, that even according to Tosfos, that says you're allowed to cut a candle in half, it might still be prohibited to do what the Ramah said. The Groin said it totally in the Machlokos, the Russian Tosfos, I want to be more machmir. That even Tosfos believes it is awesome. Why? For a simple reason. If I cut the bottom of a candle off, it's called the Gram Kibbutz. Because I cut off the bottom. Nothing happened to the fire now. Later on, it's going to burn. It's going to run out of fuel earlier. That's only a grammar. My action relates to a fuel 3 inches below where the fire is. It's a different point, a different part of the candle. And the going out, quote unquote, nothing's happened yet right now, an action which will lead to the going out. It's just cut off from the bottom. So the koach acher is like something which started later on. According to the Rav, it's called only gram kibbutz. But over here, Tata, according to the Rav's definition, if I add 10 wicks and with the intention to have it go out 4 hours earlier, so the process beginning the going out 4 hours earlier started right now. That's not called the grammar. That should be also even according to Tosfos. That's what I wanted to suggest. When I cut off the bottom of the candle, according to Tosfos, who apparently, for a reason we'll see in a minute, denies the Rosh Hashanah with the Rashi and Chav Testament base, that it should apply over here. So then, cutting off the bottom of the candle is like putting barrels. That's why it's only Gram Kibbutz. Here it's like rolling barrels down the mountainside. Not a perfect analogy, but somewhat similar. P.S. Why doesn't Tosfos like the Rosh? Hey, the Rosh quotes the Mefurash Adin in Chof Testament Beis. We already saw yesterday that the Mefurash try to get out of that riot in front of this case. They say it's where you're pulling away the whole Shofar, it's going out right away. I think it's a different terrace. Tosfos learns that if you have a liquid fuel source, it's all one big thing. It's all one big bowl. And if the bowl has we'll call it a reserve tank, which is dripping in on a regular basis, it's also one big bowl. And therefore, it's all one big unit. You can't take oil away. But it's only one big bowl because if you learn in your Adaya, you know that it's called Yesh Bila. The all liquids are considered moving all over the place. The molecules are all floating all over the place. I think the physicists confirmed this as well. It's all everywhere. You have a bowl of water. The water's not thinning still. It's all over the place. As opposed to a solid. You have a solid, so the solid is here, the top of the candle is here, the bottom is here, never the twain shall meet. So cutting off the bottom is not considered, the Fishita Satosis, to be comparable to the case of taking Shemin. Not because of the technical details which we saw yesterday, taking off this much, how much is going out. Different reason. Tosis, I think, would agree in the case of Shofaris, even the Russian's version and the Russian's version of Shofaris. Whatever is hooked as also. But only by a liquid, the HBL, not by a salad. That's what I wanted to suggest. Fine. Now we come to the Ramah in Sif Gimel. Rabbos, everyone who has, open up please to the Ramah Sif Gimel. Tov Kuf Yud Dalet. Says Ramah. Umutul Lahamid is the next page 266. Umutu lahamid ner b'mokam sharuach sholet kidei sheichove aval osu lamido sham im kvor aruach menashe. So if I'm allowed to put a candle in a place where the wind will blow, so it should go out, but not in a place where it's already blown. I'm a furish ramo. We got it from a maril. Beis Yosef quotes, Tshuva Ashkenazis, usually means the maril. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Tzivkot and Chaf Hei, Sholeit, Sheyachol Lishlok Kshiyavo. What's the reason? Gram Kibui Bialmo. It's only a Gram Kibui. This is Gevaldik. This is the Rav's Gram Kibui. I put the candle here. There's no wind now. 10 minutes later, the wind's going to come. That's exactly the Rav's version of Gram Kibui. Beautiful. Now, when I read this line, I'm giving you my pshat, which I think is the wrong pshat. The source is the Magen Avraham. When I read this line, I understood it as follows. There's always wind. When they say, you call on radio, the radio, winds are gusting 20 miles an hour. Winds are 5 miles an hour. There's no wind. No wind. No one needs. So it's 0.1, I don't know, 1 mile an hour. There's some wind. It's always going to be some wind. I have to say, sorry, I'm right on that. I think it's always something. You may not be able to feel it. There's something there. So I wanted to suggest that there's no wind now, means it's a mashu of wind. So when the wind comes 10 minutes later, it's again one koach. It started already. That's how I understood the Magen Avraham. And the first day said, it's imperceptible. We don't consider it. That's how I understood the machlokes originally. I don't think that's true, as I'll explain it shortly. Oh. P.S. The Sharat Tzion Laman Al was very important here. He says Gram Kibui, and he says, there are more rights, Gram Kibui is only B'mokam Seda, Shin Laman Dal Simchav Beis, Ein Lo Zem Mokar. Rabbeinu Yoel is a Das Yochid, and the Rosh is against it. And the Mamma Mordechai says, Yontiv is l'chulam a shori gram kibu l'chatchila. Tois is beis l'chav beis. So there are three opinions. Hagos Ashri asked even on Yontiv l'chatchila. The Tois is and the Rosh, Tois is distinguished between Shabbos and Yontiv. And those who are mat even on Shabbos, Pashas and Mechav. That's what we found in Shulchan Aruch and Sharat Tzion, Lamed Alf. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and goes further. The Yesh Me'achronim Shemachmir in the Dezeh, the Bechol Rega V'Rega Ruch Menashe, as I said before, U'mitam Zeh HaMinik V'Lel Yontiv She'ein Lochen HaNeres V'Beis HaKnesses L'Beis HaKederos Shosem B'Motzi Shabbos HaLatoch V'Bechol L'Kanal Sefkot Chafal. They didn't take the candles home on Motzi Yontiv, on Lel Yontiv, as they did on Motzi Shabbos. They don't leave the candles in the Mitzvah. Burn the Shul Dar, Rachman HaLitzlah. They would take them home and then let them light up the Yontiv Tekasuda. No, they didn't do it. Why did they do it? Because any minute, the wind can start to blow. Frek the bir halacha, in the name of the halacha berura. What's wrong with this? Here's Eina Meskav on the kibbutz. You don't want it? Kosev of halacha berura, the data who mutter is there. I feel him not going to be the Norishon. Shari Khan in a Mechavik in a Chaboso. Adrab who wrote to Shiol the fun of. Jim Kenko says, Mantlo Hoya Ruach Lo Havip Segreshi Chavishari. He wants to stay on. What kind of comparison is this? Ask the Halacha Barura. Says to be Halacha Faker. And he has died in the Rebbe Hepach. Afilu umnekel bedin arishin b'zeish ta'achmir. The halicha goreim b'vaday sheyichbe. The walking itself. You're walking. It causes it to go out. If up to me, I would say, to the contrary, I would say it's mutter, even with segregation. Even with segregation, I would say. Why? Again, this reminds me of what we spoke about at the very beginning of the sugya. It's not nika right away. It's not going out this minute. It'll go out a little bit later on. I don't want it to. So he writes. And this has nothing to do with a suffix in the past tense. It's a different verb. Suffix past tense. It's a different machloek. That's that we mentioned that the Taz and Simon Shintezayin. I'll show you just to give you a quick glance. Where you can find this in the printed paper in front of you. If you want to look it up, you can finish the Mishnah Berurah, you can look it up in Shin Tezayin. Just give a quick look, just give you a little education. What is thing we're not talking about now. This is the sub-exegration that we're not discussing. This is page 252 in Mishnah Berurah, the Halacha. And he attacks Kiddush Kan Zav HaChadosh being sub-exegration. For who? The shame that has awesome. I suggested to you before, should be also the Chalat.